You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, yesterday, Crystal was traveling, of course, and she sent us a voice note, but I'm pleased to say she's now on the line. A very good morning to you, Crystal. We have you live this morning. We'll start, of course, with the DRC looking at opposition politics there, really. The election is looming ever closer.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So the opposition met outside, in Europe, and just outside of Belgium. They had a three-day sort of workshop. They were assisted by the Kofi Annan Foundation. And the opposition then picked a candidate. They picked a respected businessman and lawmaker to be their December presidential candidate. His name is Martin Fayulu, and he will face President Kabila's close successor, Emmanuel Chadirou. So picking a unified candidate, of course, will then give the opposition someone to rally around and I think mount a formidable campaign. The opposition candidate is, of course, a surprise one because the seven leaders, they picked this unknown lawmaker in some, and of course, in this meeting, it included Jean-Pierre Bemba, who, of course, was barred from standing in the election. And so the opposition feel that in order to have a successful election, they need to have a candidate that will be able to unite the country, that will really put an end, as they say, the political crisis. But late last night, Bongani, Felix Tshisekedi, who is obviously a very popular opposition figure, he now said, well, he doesn't support this unified candidate anymore. So I think this is now a bit of a challenge for the opposition because, of course, they had hoped one candidate will then unite the country. And I think with Felix entering the race, it might be not as easy as they had hoped it would be, Bongani.
All right. Look, let's go now to Gabon, where the president there is reportedly quite ill. There's been a lot of silence around Ali Bongo.
Yes, Bongani. So speculation was rife for the past few weeks because he was on his way to a conference in Saudi Arabia, then he got ill, and there was absolutely no news of what was happening to Ali Bongo in Saudi Arabia. So now government finally broke their silence to say that, he's been treated at a Saudi Arabian hospital, he's feeling much better, and he was suffering from fatigue. Because, of course, the rumor in Libreville in Gabon was in overdrive that he had suffered a stroke and that he was not well. And, in fact, some newspapers even reported that he had died. And so the statement from he said his physical abilities, is back to normal and there was no mention of a stroke. Now, it's quite interesting, of course, the Bongo family have ruled Gabon for many decades. In fact, it's only one family they know. So Ali Bongo, his father died in 2009. And then, of course, he ruled for more than 40 years. So we saw that internet was shut down. Newspapers were suspended because they were carrying all sorts of rumors. And in fact, they were also saying that the country is now on autopilot and that a prime minister should be appointed as an interim leader. So what we see now is that the government is saying, well, President Bongo is continuing to carry out his duties and that he will, he will be back in office shortly. And I think the lack of official news, Bongani, is really bringing the rumor mill back into just full action. And of course, the opposition and his former brother-in-law, which is John Ping, who actually ran the AU, he's also now saying, well, maybe it's time for the opposition to be back in power. So by government not giving us an indication of what is wrong with the president, it's just ensuring that the rumor mill is going in overdrive.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 51 years, to be exact, Crystal, since the Gabonese had a leader who wasn't named Bongo. Omar Bongo, of course, was in power for 42 years since 1967 until his death in 2009, as you say. And now questions around Ali, his son, and whether or not he is ill. Those are the questions that have been raised. All right, Crystal Alderson, we'll leave it there for this morning's Africa Report.